A fear of failure won't hold me back from hoping someday you'll be mine. A fear of failure won't hold me back from hoping someday I'll be right. And I will write my name upon you, take you home to bed and keep you warm through the darkest night. I wonder if you're drunk enough. I wonder if you're drunk enough. I wonder if you're drunk enough to sleep with me tonight. We grew up fast, couldn't wait till morning. We stayed awake till dawn and spent the whole day falling asleep. We grew up fast, couldn't wait till morning. We stayed awake till dawn and spent the whole day falling apart. And I wonder if you're drunk enough. I wonder if you're drunk enough. I wonder if you're drunk enough to sleep with me tonight. The fear of failure won't hold me back from hoping someday I'll be right. A fear of failure won't hold me back from hoping someday you will kiss me like you mean it. Kiss me like you mean it. Kiss me like you mean it this time.
That is the band Ball Boy asking you the perennial question, are you drunk enough to sleep with me tonight here on the Viva La Mock radio program? I pulled that one off of their debut album, A Guide for the Daylight Hours. Ball Boy, a Scottish band. Well, I think they're still out there doing it today. That actually was released back in 2002. Before the Ball Boy, some Smiths from Manchester, England with Panic. Because you know what? I think everybody wants at some point to hang the DJ. Sadly, I'm the DJ that at some point everybody wants to hang. But I am Paul. I am the Mockster. It is a show called Viva La Mock. Before the Smiths, I should just wrap up what was in that set of music. Wire went to their third album, 154, for the coordinates of... map reference 41 degrees north, 90 degrees west, which I believe is somewhere in the middle of Iowa. I believe. And that gets us here. We are wrapping up the hour. Or I should say, we're wrapping up an hour of this radio program. I do want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza. It's in their name, but they also have hoagies and wings. And they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugar in their sauce, any unbleached flour in their dough. And they are committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic because the only way to order their pizza is online at this point. And it's safe way to order and pay for your pizza, and you get a contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at SpackBrothers.com. More information about Spack Brothers, you can try calling them, 412-362-SPAK, or again, their website, SpackBrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPAKBrothers.com. We'll be right back.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You are listening to Viva La Mac on WRCC Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Mancipar. I know you love the thing you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
from their 1994 debut record album, CD, cassette, and 8-track. That is Sunny Day Real Estate with 7 here on the Viva La Mac radio program. Now, did you know bass player Nate Mendel from Sunny Day Real Estate, not only a founding member of Sunny Day Real Estate, went on to be one of the original members, the original bass player of the Foo Fighters, who I found out they're coming into town next year. Someone was taking advantage of those flash sales going on, and they said, "Moxter, I got my Foo Fighters tickets," and I'm like, I didn't even know they were coming into town, but I'm really, really, really left in the dark on a lot of shows that are beyond 2 weeks from now. If I don't announce it on the radio calendar or my music calendar, I don't know what's going on. Hey, before the Sunny Day Real Estate, Jets to Brazil from their debut, Orange Rhyming Dictionary with Conrad. Speaking of debuts, from 1980's Crazy Rhythms album, that's the debut album from the Feelies. What did I play? The title track, Crazy Rhythms. Start off the entire set with some Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock. Why? Because my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and I always appreciate when you tune in because it happens on your radio dial each and every week at this time. Thank you. Thank you. What do I have lined up for you in this hour of music? I don't know. I am building the bridge while constructing it, as I do many times for the Viva La Mock radio program. However, how about this segue? Musically, it's going to be a jump from, I ended with, like, you know, the Jets to Brazil and the Sunny Day Real Estate, which is was considered emo. But I was mentioning how Nate from Sunny Day Real Estate went on to play with the Foo Fighters. Well, Jeremy, the bass player from Jets to Brazil, he put out a couple albums under the Cub Country name. Cub Country. Yeah, I got to see those guys, Cub Country, when they first came into town. They were opening for Clem Snide many, many, many moons ago. Speaking of moons, from that debut album, Could Be the Moon, Cub Country. Back tonight.
Sometimes I swear I need a drink. Sometimes I swear to God I just don't stop to think. And I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. I didn't go out planned to get this drunk. I guess my plan to get up and look for work is sunk. And I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. Sometimes I swear I need a drink. And sometimes I swear to God I just don't stop to think. Then I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. Drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid.
Devil.
Pittsburgh's own Deliberate Strangers. That's what the Cowboys did from their Ghostland Next Exit CD. Now, the Deliberate Strangers were made up of Tom Moran, Stephanie Vargo, Aaron Scratchy Hutter, and John Manning. And if you've read your history books, your Pittsburgh punk rock history books, you know that Tom Moran was also the guitarist in The Five. As the kids would say back in the day, Tom is also a very, very talented visual artist as well as a phenomenal guitarist. Phenomenal guitarist. In fact, if you saw some of Chuck Kinder, the late great author Chuck Kinder, I think one of the books was, I call albums, one of the books was, I think, called Last Mountain Dancer. Tom did actually the artwork for that. Chuck, if you didn't know Chuck, guys, write notes. Google this stuff. Chuck worked at the University of Pittsburgh in their creative writing program, and he was the character Michael Douglas was based on in The Wonder Boys. Yeah, Michael Chabon was one of his students and wrote that book and all that good stuff. So I just, you know, things you just need to know, things I know that I just need to tell you. I need to tell you before I played any Deliberate Strangers. Played some Dirtball. Dirtball from Richmond, Virginia, from, I think it was their second album, but that was Ends of the Earth. Speaking of artists, the leader of Dirtball, singer Wes Freed. If you've seen most of the Drive-By Trucker album covers, he did all of those. You can see his distinctive style. He also did an album cover for Cracker. So, yeah, that was another man who has many, many talents. Also played the Gear Daddies in there, Martin Zeller and Company from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Because sometimes I do the same. Drank so much, it just feels stupid. Sometimes. Not as much as I used to. And that's a good thing. And I start off the entire set from the Hi Juanita, or is it Unita? Might be Unita. Hi Unita, Hi album. Cub Country, Jeremy from Jets to Brazil, his side project. What could be the moon? Yeah, it could be. Could be time for me to play more music too, right? Yeah. Moxster, get off the microphone and play more music. I don't listen to you talk. I want to listen to you play great music. Yeah, I can read the bubble over your head. I've got abilities. Mentioned the first and only time I got to see Cub Country. They were opening for this band. A little Clem Snide for you from your favorite music. It's Bread here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
'Cause you are the bread. It's never work. Warm buttered is good. Oh, let's just digest. And the dishes are fine. They're not going nowhere, so keep your hands soft for high fives and shakes. Bathroom's a mess. Tomorrow we'll clean. And the window won't shut, but the breeze does feel nice. The stove can be used to light cigarettes. Oh, let the tablecloth burn. It's pretty that way. cause you smell like bread. And now the pillow does too, as everyone left were they.
Hey guys, this is Eve from Clem Snide, and you are listening to Viva La Mach on WRCT Pittsburgh.
please the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah.
We'll be right back. driving down the street, a savior in a brand new car, shining like a star.
From the Junior Citizen release from the Champaign, Urbana, Illinois-based band Poster Children, He's My Star, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mac radio program. Now, you might be aware, I do my little radio show because, well, I like to play music. I like to possibly expose you to new artists, maybe play some of your favorite artists, maybe expose you to new music from your favorite artists or songs you never even thought you knew. I love doing that. But you know what else I love? It's a two-way street. When you expose me to either new artists or new songs or songs I forgot that I loved, Poster Children, prime example. Years ago, longtime listener reached out and said, Moxter, you got to play He's My Star from the Poster Children. You might like it. And guess what? I love that song. Love that song. It's up there. It's one of my favorite songs. So I have to thank Maria for that one. Plus, a few years ago, I actually got a chance to do an interview here on WRCT with Rick and Rose of the Poster Children. Yeah, I nerded out. I told them. I said, He's My Star from the Junior Citizen CD is one of my favorite all-time songs. I did. I went there. Hey, speaking of going there, before the Poster Children, how about some Leonard Cohen? Leonard Cohen with Hallelujah. Some people will argue the best version of that song. I still throw the John Cale cover in there as, like, right up there, if not. I'm just going to say, I'll argue the John Cale cover of that song. Believe it or not, the only Leonard Cohen song that hit the charts, that hit the Billboard Top 100 charts, but sadly, it hit the charts in 2016 after Leonard Cohen passed away. Right after he died, that song had a surge. And all I gotta say is, where were you people? You music fans, you music nerds, you music listeners, Where were you for 40 years before that? Shame on you. Hey, some Luna in that set of music from their debut album, Luna Park with Anesthesia. Also played some Band of Horses from Asheville, North Carolina. And There Was a Ghost. Probably the first song I heard from those guys. And I was like, wow, these guys are going places. And they have. Glenn Snyde, start off the entire set from your favorite music and bread. Hey, I got to remind you, you got to help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick, and it can protect you all season long. Second, take those everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like the flu. What are those? Think about it. You know, this isn't brain surgery. Cover your cough. Stay at home from work when you're sick. Wash your hands often. And third, we're talking about the regular old H1N4, whatever it is this season, flu. But there are drugs that actually can treat flu illness. And they work best when started early. This message from the Centers for Disease Control and your good friends here at WRCT.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, a little show called the Viva La Mock. I am the Mockster, playing you some music inspired by your thoughts and suggestions. Yeah, your thoughts and suggestions.
You ate your heart out, I'd eat it too. It burns and blisters, you want it to. I never swallow, I chew. The darker berry, spit back at you. Loaded, it never came. I pulled the trigger, ignored the stain. Tie in the knot, tightens the string, and death is worth the price of fame.
Honestly, is blue. You like strawberries. I like you. Pop the question. I do.